Okay, it's 7 o'clock, May 20th, 2014, and this is the Executive Committee meeting. I wish to call this meeting to order. Citizen comments? Approval of the March 11th, 2014 minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Vice Chair Bruning, seconded by Supervisor Rose. All in favor?
Aye.
Ordinance 1, amend Section 2.05 of Municipal Code of Kenosha County entitled Standing Committees. This is what I've put forth. I think it's pretty well self-explanatory that I'm shelving the Executive Committee and I am partnering up the Legislative Committee with Judiciary and Law. Any comments on that by anybody?
Well,
Supervisor Noble.
I don't know. I have a couple thoughts.
Sure.
Part of it is tonight we do have, I have had people say, you know, we've got the youth and governance, and I don't know that we have enough time to thoroughly vet this topic. And some of them that are mentors on of youth have, you know, feel their obligation should be doing the mentoring part tonight. But having said that, I guess we should hear the arguments pro and con, against and favor. From what I saw from Supervisor Holman, he kind of gave a laundry list of things that that a new Legislative Committee could be doing in 2015. And it's kind of a formative list, and I don't understand why we need to wait till 2015, part of me says, because this committee could handle it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Reason, Supervisor.
Touch on a couple different points. The youth and governance, that has already been decided what we're going to do with the two that are on the Executive Committee after tonight. They will be split up. One will go to Finance and Administration. The other one will go to Judiciary and Law and Legislative. As far as Supervisor Hallman's memo to everyone, while he does have some good points on there, I would caution anyone combining IT with Legislative. It just is not going to make for a good marriage.
Supervisor Rose?
You know, sometimes we've had Executive Committees, Joe Clark, and Jeff, and Supervisor Molinaro all had an Executive Committee, but before that we never did. When I was chair, when Dennis was chair, when you were Doug chair, we didn't have an Executive Committee. I think this is a matter of style, not substance. If a chairman wants to have an Executive Committee, I think that's up to the chairman. If the chairman doesn't feel it's needed or necessary, I think that's up to whoever is chair at the time. It's different than human services, finance, or some other subject matter committee. This is not a subject matter committee as I view it. It's more of a advisory to the chairman, dealing with whatever the chairman deems the agenda ought to be. So, you know, I'm going to defer to the chair on this because I think it's a matter of style. I didn't have one. I didn't feel that it was necessary. Next chairman thought it was necessary. That's fine. I don't think that there's a right way or a wrong way on this. It is entirely up to the chair.
Yeah, I think Terry made a couple good points there. The as long as the work's getting done, if we have things that the former Legislative Committee now is going to be combined with
Judiciary and Law.
Judiciary and Law. As long as they have the time to do the work, because there is, and I remember being on 20 years ago, that's what you started on, apparently, the Legislative Committee. And, you know, it was always with the Corporation Counsel's Office. There's always plenty of things there to do. And I think that we, as an Executive Committee, sometimes did not address those things. And it was, you know, things were shuffled around. So if it's combined and it's the work gets done, I'm totally fine with it. I think what has been the executive committee the last 4 years, much of that work could, and it would stop a lot of questioning, could be done by a committee of the wholes, and that way everyone's informed. So I'm definitely not afraid of committee of the wholes. So I think the combination of the two, we can be fine. As Terry said, it's something the chairman thinks will work. If it doesn't work, I'm sure he'll address it.
That's correct. And Supervisor Gentz?
Yeah, I would kind of agree with Supervisor Noble in that. I mean, you guys might not feel the need to debate much on this, but I think being an arm of the state and having a lot of legislative issues, I mean, I know that while I was chair, I didn't go into that a lot, but I think with the work Supervisor Hallman does and the
did
things
I miss
that,
a thing? When do we collect our people? No? Yes?
Up on the third floor, you're collecting
your up on the third
people.
Floor.
Okay, so I should go there before coming here?
No, this meeting's going on.
Oh. Like 7:15 or
no,
something.
7 o'clock.
Oh. I just think that there's enough legislatively, as Supervisor Hall has pointed out, as Supervisor Noble has pointed out, as Supervisor Alverman has pointed out too, you know, maybe not, I don't know about warranting its own committee. I think that should be debated. I don't know, but I certainly think because you don't get the right mix of what happened in the meetings is a reason to pull it. I think that quality leadership is good, and I think it can go to legislation, it can go to communication. If you want to do more committees of the whole, people get mad if there's too few meetings, too many meetings. I don't know what the right mix is, but I just think that with so much legislatively that can blindside us or come in, that somebody should, you know, and I don't know that judiciary and law is going to have people that are going to be looking out for that. So that's my concern. I mean, maybe it needs to be vetted a little more, but I don't know that I support just disbanding it.
So. You know, I'm only in my second term, but my first term, we had that executive committee, and I saw a couple of problems that arose that eliminating a committee might take care of. And one, for example, was we had joint services, and we had reports to the executive committee about the software and everything that was going on in joint services. But then we didn't have reports to the floor to all of the body and all of the supervisors. So there was some that questioned what was going on in joint services. We had supervisors question what was going on in CABA because CABA reported to the executive committee, but not the committee in the whole. I think having reports to the committee in the whole would be better for the entire group. And we could avoid some of those problems that we had over the last 2 years.
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit here, too. I agree a little bit with what Terry said, and Kim, what we addressed with the elimination and having those committee members already afforded other committees. It's a matter of style. And I would hope that you would give me the opportunity in this chairmanship to run this board with you people, and you support me in what I'm trying to do over the next 2 years. I mean, like you say, it's a matter of style. It's a style I'm going to be taking on is having more meetings of the whole is what I am having. The following next month, June 3rd, we're going to have the state clerk of courts or the court system come and give us a presentation at 7 o'clock. That's going to last about 20 minutes and have an answer question and answer period. So I want to be more inclusive and include more people. Again, when we have the software coming out for joint services, I'm going to ask them to come to the full board, explain that to everybody. We're going to have other issues and other things. I mean, just give it an opportunity. Just because it's shelved doesn't mean it's totally eliminated. It doesn't mean I have to come. I won't come back to it if I feel there's a need. Thank you for that. Do you have anything you want to add?
Supervisor Hall?
I got a comment.
Supervisor Gray?
Just from what I've read so far, I think, you know, a matter of protocol probably doesn't matter too much in terms of final outcome if this has gone through this ordinance number one. My issue is more that I would like to have it properly vetted, like we wouldn't be on the same page. We'd like people to have time to weigh on this and to not have it come forth without the feeling it was properly reviewed, properly discussed. And if we're looking at doing this in such a short time frame, that becomes my issue. So if we were looking at acting upon this in a short fashion without having proper input, then I'd have an issue with that. But from just what it is on its face, I think it'll be fine. I don't have a problem with doing away with the executive committee.
Now, it's not to say that the next chairman bring it back or add to it or what have you. All I'm asking to do is just give me an opportunity to run this committee and this board, rather, in my fashion, and then whoever's next in line, give them the opportunity. That's all I'm asking for, is an opportunity. And if I make a mistake at it, I'll bring back other committees if we need to. But it's not that, all, like I say, it's my style. It's a little different style than in the past. Give me an opportunity. That's all I'm asking. Mr. President.
Well, I was going to actually make a motion to table, so I will, so that we can discuss this on another evening when we have more time to discuss it. If I don't hear a second, then I'll speak further.
Maybe I'll second that. When would we discuss it? When were you thinking?
Well, on a night that we don't have youth and governance and the parents and the kids that we're supposed to be meeting, if we're chairman of committees and so on and so forth.
Are we missing someone from this committee?
Not sure.
Esposito.
Yeah.
Was he missing anyway, or is he up there?
He's in the command unit.
He's up there. I saw him drive in, so I know he's here.
Is he a mentor or something?
No, sure. He's not a mentor.
You just forgot?
I'll speak a little further, but I still have a motion to table, but I'm the motion to table. And, you know, I understand the stylistic part of it, but speaking, you know, just hearing what people have had to say, just in this short conversation, Supervisor Rose said that it's a stylistic thing that we, as chairman, had a legislative committee, and now that was turned into an executive committee, but combine that with Supervisor Brunig's comment that she doesn't think IT would mix with legislative. Well, why all of a sudden do we think, without any no conversation at all, how is legislative and judiciary and law going to mix? I'm going to make the same comment. I don't have anything to back it up with, but I don't think they're going to mix. So I suppose my first choice would probably be to go. And then for Supervisor Hallman's comments, why wait till 2015? If IT is such an important thing, you let a whole year slip by before you're going to do something about it? So having said all that, and again, what did we take? 2 minutes to vet that all? I just don't think we're prepared to really make this decision. My first choice would be, if you're going to do away with the executive committee, then, or my first or second, I don't care, leave the executive committee or have a legislative committee to replace the executive committee and bring back all the committees that have seven people down to five and take two people and make a new chairman, or however many you have, you'll end up with five, and then pick a chairman out of that. Those five that you've taken off of the committees that have seven, and have another committee to do the legislative work. Don't combine it with judiciary and law. I've been on judiciary and law the last 2 years, and I was on public works. If you take a look at the agendas in the last 2 years, 90% of the items came from those two committees. And the other one, you know, may, okay, I'm going to say 75, and 25% came from planning and development. You know, the other committees, not that much came, for whatever reason, from the last 2 years, didn't come from human services. Not even that much came from finance administration committee. And, you know, nothing that I can recall came from the executive committee, but in the past, things have came from the executive committee. I think there's a time and a place to have a separate committee to do the work of the legislative committee.
So you would say that have a separate legislative committee all by itself, is that what you're saying?
Yes. To do the things, to review the procedures and, you know, that Supervisor Hallman was talking about in his memo that I've got in this pile somewhere, but I thought he made a lot of great points. I don't think that the Judiciary and Law Committee is going to really, you know, I just don't think it's a really comparable mix of two concepts.
Supervisor Hall.
So when the chairman of our body expressed that he wanted to make the change, and initially was to get rid of the executive committee entirely, if I understood it. Okay. My response to him was really simple. It was, you can't do that. One of the things that happened when you made the change, the move from legislative to executive committee, was that the legislative committee was responsible for the rules of procedure as far as how the county board operated. That's essential. You can't get rid of that. That has to go somewhere. Someone has to take on that function. beyond that, whatever it is that you do as far as looking at legislation or whatever it else it is that you want to bring to the table, it's, you're going to hate this, but I'll be honest. I mean, it is what you make it. And so I think that's why sometimes it may appear that's stronger with some folks than others. It is essentially what you make it. There isn't going to be a whole lot of administration saying, we'd like to do this, and the community has to review it. And there isn't going to necessarily be a whole lot of that. So that's probably why it sort of ebbs and flows. As far as whatever else it is that you add to that mix, as far as the committee's duties as it used to pertain to legislative, is could probably be anything. But yeah, and as far as to address the question of, well, if IT is so important, you know, why wait till 2015? Chairman wanted to try this now, try it now, that's fine. It's a memo as opposed to an amendment to the ordinance so that it's non-threatening. It's not something that can be voted on. It's meant to plant a seed in folks' minds to see where things go. We got the tablets at the last meeting, and I saw something I hadn't seen in a while. People were very, very excited. People who really said they weren't going to ever use devices and didn't express an interest. And that gave me a lot of renewed confidence that maybe there's something there that we could be a little more innovative in the past, a little more adventurous in ways that we've not been. And so that's sort of how that came about. And I could go into greater detail about that. But so that's just my two cents.
So what's the flavor here? Does everyone want to table it and have another meeting on this next month?
I would have another question if we do table. Another question is to be, someone should research. But I know the reason why Supervisor Clark went to the, I just recall the reason why he went to the executive committees, because many other counties, certainly the counties our size, that's how they do it. And what reminded me of it was when he said, you got your chairmans of your committees reviewing policies potentially that could be, possibly contrary to a policy that, say, the administration wants to enforce, so that you've got the people that are members of your leadership, with you with regards to having that, you know, ebb and flow of the concept. So having
said that, I have members of my leadership right here. I understand. Have ebbs and flows right here.
I'm just trying to say, you know, the tabling would be just to make sure that we're doing it the right, you know, making the right decision. What I'm saying is we should probably research that a little bit, find out why other counties are, you know, larger counties choose to have an executive committee and what they feel the advantages are of it, and see if you can find a county that actually did it, did what you're doing, which is combine legislative with judiciary law. You know, if you could, if you then could find a county that did that, how did that work for you? Just to do it, it almost seems like we're just doing it to eliminate it.
You know what, I'm fine with tabling it, that's fine. You can table it and then bring it forth next month, fully vet it.
But I, and do...
Fully vet it.
Right. I mean, you're
having... And we're going to move forward from that point. I'm not going to just keep meeting at it. You've got 30 days to figure out what you want to say.
Now, who are you, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Who are you going to, I mean, I'm assuming as chairman of the committee, you're going to find out why counties do, did it, have executive, why so many counties have executive committees.
And whether they feel it's useful or not, or whether they feel that legislative is more useful than executive.
Yeah, and
right.
are there any counties that combine the two?
Pardon me?
And are there any counties that combine legislative with judiciary law?
Sure.
That's what so I would
Supervisor Alvarez and a
You know, I don't think it makes any difference what you combine it with. I think it's up to, it's the quality of the chairman and the quality of the committee. So if the fine group of people sitting on judiciary and law that you trust to do that, you should be able to trust them to also vet legislative matters. When I was first on highways, it was highways and parks and golf. But golf took care of itself. Then it was highways, parks, and golf. Recent years, facilities. That's every building. Our committee has blossomed into huge, as you said, huge agendas. But it's the same group of thoughtful people. Maybe that weren't at some point, as I wasn't when I was first on it, real up on facilities, but you have the same mind, just like I have the same mind if I don't have a tablet, to sit and function as a county board supervisor. You know, I couldn't make that. I'm not against having a tablet. I couldn't make that meeting because I was working. And I have a tablet at home, so I'm not against it. But I don't consider that a big jump in what the county board is going to be able to do. What the county board is going to be able to do, a strong chairman of the committee and a good committee can take this on, take the legislative on, but maybe not. Maybe you want a separate legislative committee. Recently, the executive committee hasn't done much of that. We had reports from Todd Battle. You know, basically, and you know, and a few other things. So the aggressive attitude that a good chairman could have on legislation would be good. Executive committee, if it wants to become aggressive, is a group of people that are already very busy. They're already chairman of a whole lot of things and the chairman of the county board. So possibly an aggressive chairman of a separate committee or adding it on to judiciary and law is the wise thing to do. I didn't see aggressiveness come out of the executive committee. A couple years ago, we did some major work on policies, and none of us were real happy with it. It was boring as hell, but we did it, and we got it done. But we haven't done much of that in recent time. So the a change or not. If there's no change, the executive committee has to get more aggressive.
If you recall, the old legislative committee brought forward a lot of resolutions on public, statewide, or even national issues. Be it resolved that, and that was, if it passed, it's been to our various legislators. And we have some of that today, not as much as we used to. The other thing was that the chair of the legislative committee always went to the Washington conference, and some had brought back a report, as Supervisor Holman did when he attended. That was pretty much the one of the main points of the legislative committee. The other was the Corporation Council's oversight of that. And then the third thing I recall they did was to hold a meeting with the state legislators. And that is something we ought to do consistently every year, legislative committee or not. We need to keep them abreast of our thoughts. So whether that's part of judiciary and law or a separate committee, I don't think it really matters to me. But the point on this executive committee, it's what the chairman wants to make it. If a chairman doesn't want to seek your advice on issues, the executive committee is not going to meet very often. And if the chairman wants to have the executive committee kind of be an oversight of what the various committees are doing, and that's the way Supervisor Molinaro, if you recall, and I was on the executive committee then, and some of you were too, that's what he did. Each one of us would bring forward maybe what the major issue was in public works or finance or whatever, and that was discussed. And those committees were rather long, and some other kinds of issues, maybe as we recall, the issue of the insurance issue came before that committee.
Right.
Salaries was discussed. Now, if you think that's valuable and you're the chairman, then you have your executive committee. And if you don't think that is valuable, you don't meet too often because you don't want to have it. So, again, I think it is a matter of style. I think going to Waukesha or Racine to find out what they do with their executive committees, tell me nothing. It only depends upon the people who are running it. It's a personality-driven thing. It is not a policy-driven thing. So, again, I'm prepared to vote on it tonight. If you want to think about it and talk about it some more, we can do that too. But I'm not going to change my mind on it because I still see it as personality-driven as opposed to policy-driven. This chairman doesn't want an executive committee? Fine. Next one wants one? That's good too. It's you that are the chairman on this. This is not a matter of substance, it's a matter of style.
Supervisor Nita Johnson.
I just want to state, you know, up until today, I would have agreed with you. And, you know, I'm one to take very seriously everything that comes across my committees and everything that I vote on the general board. I read into everybody else's committees what they're doing and try to pay attention. This is one thing that I took for granted was just that. What Supervisor Rose just stated. Unfortunately, just in the last couple of hours, a lot of issues have been brought up, and I think that some people have actually shown there is some validity to asking to wait and just let us feel comfortable with it. Not saying that I wouldn't vote for it, but just that there have been a lot of things that I've never considered a few hours ago.
All right, due to the fact that what the time is now, and I see the flavor here, I'll table this item for tonight, and then we'll have another executive meeting next month, same time that's been normally held, and we'll fully vet it then, and I'll hopefully come to a conclusion and go from there.
Point of information for you, Chair. What is your plan for the executive committee reassignments? Do you have a plan going forward to where they'll be dispersed?
Yes, they'll be my executive committee here, they stay on their committees that they're already on. You're talking about the youth, or are you talking about the members? Members stay right where they're at. All adjourned?
Aye.
Yep. Aye.
Did you want?